Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell says the regional effort towards reopening has been coordinated, but also wants state leaders to realize the situation in Erie County is not the same as in his.
We feel confident that we're getting ever closer. Erie County's numbers are different than ours, so we will continue. We do have our numbers separate, so we would be able to present those.
Wendell points towards Erie County's resuming of elective surgeries as a good sign for the region and also new partnerships with private medical labs.
Don't know when it's going to be. We're optimistic, and we hope that the data we're able to present will show the governor we will be able to open and that we will be able to do this in a responsible and safe manner.
County physician Robert Burke warns population density and low confirmed COVID cases doesn't make Chautauqua immune from what is occurring elsewhere.
We're not insulated from how many 100,000 people passing through here in the next couple of months. Saratoga Springs, the Finger Lakes, everywhere are going to be inundated with people from elsewhere, which are hotspots. We can't just, put a border around this place and say because we have low prevalence, we can open up and everything's going to be fine.
The current numbers in Chautauqua stand at 42 confirmed cases, 32 recoveries, and 4 deaths. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.